Our council's going to 4 o'clock, I'll declare the council meeting for March 18th. I'm meeting mate, just welcome everybody. Item two, there's no answer from me. Three, attendance is all present, thank you. Decorations, item four, if you've got any on agenda items coming up, please give them through to the CEO. Item five, response to previous public questions taken on notice, please go to the CEO.
Thanks, President. The March council meeting came to our attendance and asked a number of questions. I can either take it as read or I can read through at the discretion of the room. Or I was take it as being read.
Item five, public questions on engagement.
I'm Kay Crafter, member of the public in Southern Cross. I've got a question. I know that you're short on workers for the outside, but when they all get back together and you get graders and things, how often, how many times a year does the road from Marvel Lock to Parker Range and from the 3 mile corner to Parker Range, Moorine Rock Road, get graded a year? How many times? Because they're, one of them's pretty rough and the other one's not so little, is quite good, but you know, if it doesn't get graded, can get rough.
George, answer that.
Yep. We program 2 grades per year. And anything above that, we will inspect if there's any complaints about it. So it was graded just before Christmas, I think it was. So I'd have to double check, but I'm pretty sure one in the last 6 months.
Thank you. Item six, no other questions from the public. 6.1 is the ordinary meeting council Thursday 20th February 2025. The recommendations there. Move Councillor Rose, second Councillor Close. Move against. Carried. 6.2 is the greatest discussion zone meeting in Meriden on the 13th February. The recommendations there. Councillor Bradford. Seconder, Councillor Close. No against, carried. 6.3 is the Whitbelt North Eastern Sub-Regional Road Group meeting, Tuesday the 18th of February. Of which I missed. Recommendations there. Councillor Bradford, Councillor Green. No against. 6.4, we're saying a Yulgarn local Emergency Measurement Committee meeting, Thursday 27th. Recommendations there. Councillor Bird, Councillor Green, never against. Carried. Item 7, presentations, petitions and deputations, we have none. Item 8, delegates report. Councillor Grange.
The only one is on March 12th. This meeting with medical students that were in the Yulgarn Shire.
Yeah. Councillor Newbury.
On the 24th of February, I attended the Ag Care in Mungerran, and also 27th of February, the LUMAT at the hospital.
Councillor Rose.
21st of February was a Zoom meeting with DFES over the covalent fires. 24th of February was the Skeleton Weed meeting. 26th of February was the Bullfinch Committee meeting. And the 6th of March was a Fear Group event.
Councillor Green.
Just a Bushfire Advisory Committee on the 13th.
Councillor Bradford.
Nothing.
Nothing new. Councillor Close.
Just the representation of the doctors, training doctors that come up for St John's and Council on the dinner night.
And what about the swimming school?
Oh, and yes, the swimming pool carnival medal presentations. Thank you, Chair.
For me, yeah, thanks to Councillor Close for filling in for me today. I am swimming in Perth with a wife to get out. Mine's 21st of February was the fire debrief. About me on fire. 24th, second meeting in Meriden. 25th was a meeting with Rick Wilson here in Chambers. 27th, LEAVAC meeting. 13th of March with the Med Students Dinner on Thursday night. 13th of also that same night a BFAC meeting with the LA Bushfire Committee, and 17th CNI at a WEROC meeting in Meriden. Out of that, there was a lot of problems talked about. I don't think it was too much resolved, but everybody's having trouble with Telstra coming from WEROC. The native title stuff that Nick spoke about is becoming a problem for everybody. Wiltshire's in limbo as to where they go with it, because we haven't been, nobody can tell us, or the department can't tell us who should be legally in control of your area. Canada is now in the process of joining WEROC, so the group is expanding, and it just means it's another half an hour of travel to go to a meeting, but that's okay. There was a fair long discussion on the benefits of renewals, what we can get back to the communities, because all the other shires in the WEROC area are all finding people coming along asking about possible siting for renewable energy and tree farms and one thing and another. So yeah, it's time that either we've got to develop policy ourselves, or we would prefer the state government to have a policy that we can use. There is some work being done on it, but it's not going very far, isn't it? And the last one, yeah, well, that was a big one that I spent a bit of time on, so I just thought I'd bring it to head. The other one was SEAC, was that they believe they're going to get the funding for these new houses, the 56 that have been allocated or about to be allocated, of which we have two. But they may be able to expand that yet, so we don't really know. It depends on what funding they get from the government. But I think the federal government are hell-bent in getting some houses built, so SAC has got a really good history, so I can't see why we won't get the money. So that's it from me. 9.1's officer report. Andrew, the CEO.
Mr. President, 9.1.1 is Council Decisions Status Report 2025. So as part of my CEO review, there was a request that this gets brought to each council meeting. So being the first one, I'll just give council an update of what it is. Basically, it's as simple as every council decision will be tabled. If it's been completed, one meeting will be taken off the next, and it will just be basically an update to let councillors know where each decision is at. And also, if there's anything that's sort of creating issues or requiring longer processes, then in between each meeting. So it just gives council a bit of an update and informs them of where each decision they make is at. That being said, the recommendation is that council note with the Council Decision Status Report 2025.
Is motion or just
noted? No motion, yeah.
Move Councillor Green, second Councillor. No discussion? No against? Carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.1.2 is the 2024 compliance audit report. So this is a requirement of each local government that every year they need to do a report to the department on their operations from 1st of Jan to 31st of December. There's a list of questions that's sent out, that's attached for councillors' reference, and we basically go through as an executive and complete any areas that are addressed and not applicable or that we are non-compliant in. It's also a requirement that it is tabled with the audit committee, which it was done at the meeting earlier today. So the committee recommendation is that council adopts the 2024 local government compliance audit return for the Shire of Yilgarn for the period 1st of January 2024 to 31st of December 2024, and that council, in accepting the compliance audit return, authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to sign and submit the same to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries as required.
Is that Councillor Grant? Councillor Newbury? Any discussion? No, again? Carried. And go to the Finance Office, Manager of Corporate Affairs.
Thank you, Mr. President. First one for me is the February monthly report. As it stands now, I haven't received any prior questions, so if there's any questions on this. All the issues that were identified in last month's report have been fixed, so well, I hope I've fixed them. Any questions?
If you want to read the recommendation.
The council endorsed various financial reports as presented for the period ending 28th of February 2025.
Motion to that, Councillor Bradford. Second. Councillor Newbury. Nobody against? Carried.
The next one is payments for February. The item is that council endorsed the following accounts for payment as per submitted lists. Municipal fund checks 41314 and 41319 totaling $5,021.18. Municipal fund EFT 16193 to 16289 totaling $1.870 million. And municipal fund checks 2558 to 2576, totaling $260,538.2. And municipal fund direct debits 19519.1 to 19519.14, totaling $24,357.55. And 19569.1 to 19569.12, totaling $24,461.55.
Motion there, Councillor Bradford. Second. Councillor Close. No discussion, no questions. Nobody against? Carried.
The next one for me is the budget review for the period 1st of June 24 to 31st of January 25. Prior to the meeting, I had some discussions with Councillor Greenwich, but other than that, no queries on this, so if there's no further nothing else, I'll put the read the question over the item. Right, the council adopts the budget review for the period 1st of June 24 to 31st January 25, inclusive of the recommended budget amendments as indicated in note 4 of the report.
Move with Councillor Grant, Councillor Bradford. Now begins.
And then the next one is a rate repayment proposal made by a representative of the owners of 80 Antares Street, Southern Cross. As indicated, the proposal involves fairly significant write-offs or waivers, and the recommendation is that council declines to accept the following proposal for the repayment of rates and charges due to or due on assessment A1670. That was or is one, waive the outstanding interest amount being $2,443.57, write off the incurred legal expenses being $3,678.23, make periodic payments to clear $7,826.77 of non-deferred rates prior to 30 June 2025, and leave the amount of $9,166.57 as deferred with an indeterminate payment date.
Motion there. Councillor Close, second. Councillor Newbury. Councillor Close, you good?
I'll just stick to our guns.
It would be a very bad precedent if we didn't agree to this.
Councillor Newbury.
I'm satisfied with the common proposal.
Anybody speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. All in favour? Carry. Item 10, application for leave or absence. None. Motion, item 11, motions for which previous notice have been given, written me. Item 12, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting. We need to go into committee, is that right?
No.
Or just lay on?
Yeah.
Somebody moved, we kept lay on. Councillor Green, Councillor Rose. Nobody against? Carried. Would you see that?
Thank you, Mr. President. 12.1 is proposed meteorological mast. This is in relation to the Colgar wind farm, which I've presented to council before. This is a just a, as it says, a tower that will be there for about 2 years that will monitor wind conditions. You'll note that the application has been advertised, but the advertising period doesn't close until after this council meeting. Therefore, the recommendation does provide myself with delegated authority, which, in the event we receive no adverse submissions, that will be approved, otherwise we'll return to council. So the officer recommendation is that council A, determine that proposed use may be consistent with the objectives of the rural mining zone and advertise under clause 64 of the deemed provisions before considering an application for development approval for the use of the land. B, note the application is being advertised for public comment and the consultation period ceases on the 15th of April 2025. And C, pursuant to clause 82.1 and 82.2 for the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes Regulations 2015, grant by absolute majority, delegate authority to the Chief Executive Officer to determine the application for event mast on lot 1146, number 235, Nulla Nulla North Road, Dallin.
Moved against
the
Drone, second Councillor Close. No discussion?
Just one question. I presume that's all my aviation approved.
Okay, Mr. President. They had two scenarios. Scenario one had implications, so we would have looked at a similar situation to the Fortescue. But this tower is a touch smaller and in a different location, it doesn't impact, and we've had all the relevant entities that have made a comment on it, and AMS who are aerodrome contractors have had a look at it and advised the same.
No discussion. Put the motion, all in favour. Carried.
And I'll continue on. Happy for me too, Mr. President. 12.2 is the Bushfire Advisory Committee appointments. So at the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting held on the 30th of March 2025, there are a number of appointments made, recommended to council. So whilst they have been endorsed by the Bushfire Advisory Committee, council do need to endorse them. So the officer recommendation is that council appointment the following persons under section 38.1 of the Bushfires Act 1954. The Chief Bushfire Control Officer is Lee Albosco. The Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officer North is John Roberts, and the Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officer for the South is Corey Huber.
Move against Greening, Councillor Frederick. No question, no discussion. Move against? Carry. Item 13. We declare the meeting closed, and as we have no confidential items, Thank you for your attendance, and we'll see you next month.